This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Signals the start of the show. Welcome to Coal Mine, where we dig deep to get into the mind of coal. I'm your host, Mr. Brock. With me, as always, Coal can't even spell PhD. Aller.
That's PhD for you suckers. And speaking of a man without a PhD, but is trying desperately to get one, it's the man with the beans in his jeans, Mr. Mika.
Hey, what's going on? Last but not least, my homegirl, your homegirl, his wife, Emily.
What's up, guys?
Hello, Emily.
All right, and we are joined today by the one and only Professor Bear. Now, Professor, do you have a PhD?
Well, I think I do.
That's all that matters on this show. We like to play pretend, so you're going to fit right in, buddy.
He's got a PhD in coolology because he's a really cool guy.
Now, Professor Bear is in charge of the Wrestling Network, a pretty cool thing. Cool. Why don't you give us a little background on who you are?
Well, there's not much to say. I just started podcasting about 2 years ago with my partner, Brady Owens, and he's actually the founder of Wrestling Society Network. He started it in 2018, and he quickly figured out that he couldn't do it on his own, so we go to 2021 and he decides he's going to look for co-hosts, and he put a, put a little thing out, anybody who wanted to try to be a co-host for a podcast. I saw it, didn't really think anything about it. And I talked to my fiance at the time, currently is my wife. And I told her about it. She's like, "That's right up your alley. You'll debate with anybody." I'm like, "Man, nobody ain't gonna want to hear me talk about wrestling." She's like, "Babe, if God came down, you would debate with God."
Dang!
Get your love it. Across. So after hearing that, I got to thinking about it, sent a video in, and the rest is history.
Here we go.
Fantastic! And you're down in Tennessee, correct?
Yeah, I am Knoxville, Tennessee.
We got another Tennessee boy.
Hey,
here.
How you doing? Yeah, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh,
yeah, yes, sir. Land of Jerry King Lauder.
Oh yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's where Hannah Montana was from too.
Now, are you a bigger Lauder fan or Hannah Montana?
Oh
no,
it's not even a
You probably, my guess is you probably want to use Hannah Montana as some kind of a practice punching bag for wrestlers or something like that.
I would I would let her be that for my daughter and my wife.
Good man. Good man. Great. So obviously you're a huge wrestling fan, right? When did you get into that? Is it a lifelong passion of yours?
Yeah, so I'm 50, so I would say 50.
Boy, nice. Just came right out and said wrestling.
Well, it was my dad.
Sure.
My dad got all of us started in wrestling. Herman Cage Sr., he was just passionate about it, and every other weekend we would go see the local wrestling. And it was bred into us like wrestling. Now, my other brothers and sisters, they kind of, they're out of it, but me.
You're stuck to you. I heard that.
Like father, like son, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Words of wisdom from Cole. Yeah, so kind of our background with getting into wrestling is funny. I just recently started going to the local events and completely fell in love with the culture. So that's where our podcast took a turn a couple months ago, where we've been having a lot of wrestling people on, because you are the most fun people to hang out with, by far.
Just the most
unique, and again, like, the coolest and nicest people. The community of wrestling is just wonderful.
I tell you, that's the one thing about it. Like, that's how I got my wife hooked on it. We went to a local event, and she was liking the WWE and everything, but once we went to the local, it was all over. Now that's all she wants to do. Go. When we're going again. Yeah.
No, that's the same with Emily over here. I got her down to her first event like a month ago, and
now suddenly I know all of their names, what events they're going to be at. We follow them on Facebook, so it's a lot of fun. It's definitely not anything I thought I'd go to, and then when I went, it was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, the culture. That's the one thing I do love about wrestling fans. Most of us are just real cool people.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, and we can have fun. We understand it. And then, of course, with any group, there's your ones that take it too serious.
Oh, sure.
Think they know everything. They can't be wrong, so.
No, I even get the drunken maniacs in the crowd who can't even handle the trash talk. And I don't know if you saw a couple months back, we had Justin Fowler on, who had a video go viral from a fan who rushed the stage and thought he could take on two wrestlers in the ring. But Fowler, of course, choked him out quick, and the guy started tapping, which was my favorite part. Like, that's how it works in a fight, right? I wish that's how it worked, huh?
So what about those those non-believers? Like, even those are fans, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. It's funny because, of course, I don't have one on like I should have, but we got our wrestling shirts, and I go somewhere, and I hear the little, oh, that's fake, that's that. But I know you know Hulk Hogan. I know you know The Rock.
Right,
yeah,
right.
But you don't like it. Come on now.
Yeah. I mean,
that's usually when you want to say define fake, because that fall was pretty real. That kick to the face and the blood that's coming down his face looks pretty real to me.
I mean, and say what you...
I'm not even a pro wrestler, but anybody who's like, oh, it's fake and stuff, let me show you a move.
Yeah. And you know what? Even if, whether it is fake or not, I mean, like, let's face it. You've probably seen and loved something Dwayne Johnson was in. Or Vin Diesel.
Exactly.
Vinny was a wrestler, wasn't he?
Vin Diesel? No.
Okay.
No. He should have been.
But Dwayne Johnson. Now, that guy is a freaking goat.
I don't see Vin Diesel as a wrestler. Not at all.
He's got the physique, for sure.
He's a big boy. I ain't going to say the word I want to say.
Whoa. Oh, this is cold, man. You can say it.
Don't worry. This might shock you, but I don't think Vin Diesel listens to this.
we put disclaimers.
It's not even that, but let's be real.
Yeah.
Just because you're big don't mean you're strong.
Absolutely.
You're Brock Lesnar or nothing. Absolutely. And I don't know the man from Adam, but I know he acts.
Yeah.
He's good at acting.
Yeah, exactly.
If it came down to the real thing,
he can't take a punch. Couldn't take a punch.
I'm not worried about
that. So as we're running through these wrestlers right now, I got to ask, who's your top five? Is that too hard to ask?
That's too hard, but I can give you some.
Yeah, start listing some off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've been asked this question, and I sit there and try to think real quick. I'm like, there's no way I can name a top because different eras and stuff. But we'll go with, of course, Dusty Rhodes.
Mm, sure.
Samoa Joe, that's my dog now.
Yeah.
We got Ric Flair, of course.
Okay.
Woo!
Of course, all the horsemen. If you were a horseman, except for Mongo Mint Michael and Jeff Jarrett. I don't even count them as real horsemen. Mm. But I like Jeff Jarrett. And when they ruined it for me is when Paul Roma was a horseman. I almost threw my card away, almost broke my TV and everything.
Oh, serious.
Nice.
I love Macho Man Randy Savage.
He was cool. I just saw a documentary on him. He's really cool. Yeah. I have a lot of respect for him. How long he stuck around, how hard he worked. He's a cool guy.
The one thing, like, if you, I'm not a Hulk Hogan fan.
What?
Anybody with me. Huh?
Now you're not even like a no holds bar fan.
I am no Hogan fan.
You're not even What about Mr. Nanny? You don't like his work in that?
So let me tell you like this. Me and my partner have a show called the B&B Show.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were doing different guests, like what we're gonna talk about, and he surprised me. He caught me while we were recording. He didn't tell me what the episode was going to be. So I'm like, okay, I just roll with you. You know, I can freestyle with the best of them.
Just roll with the punches.
All of a sudden, he's like, we're talking about Hollywood Hulk Hogan. I was like, man, what the? I said, you know I'm not going to quit the recording. I say, man, you just set me up. You know how much I hate Hogan. And I said, now, don't get me wrong. I respect what he done for the business. Hogan has... If it wasn't for Hogan, we wouldn't be where we are. I'm the first one to say that. But as a character, got on my nerves. We're talking about the NWO Hogan. I said, and?
Wow. You don't like neither Hogan, not the good, neither the bad Hogan either? You don't even like the bad Hulk Hogan?
The only Hogan I liked is when Hogan first got into the business and Hiro Matsu broke his leg.
I mean, I feel like you dodged my question about Mr. Nanny, though. You're not even a fan of that?
I haven't seen that. I thought it was self-explanatory. I didn't have to answer.
it was a great film, man. You got to branch out. Give Hogan a chance in that. If you don't like his wrestling, at least watch his acting, man.
Man, come on. I thought y'all supposed to have good times on this show.
Yeah, we're about to lose him. He's about to hit that click exit button on the top of his screen. I see his hand moving. Oh, gosh, you better move on. Cole, give a new topic. Give a new topic.
Well, actually, I have a question for him specifically about Hulk Hogan. You said specifically that you just couldn't stand like his character. You respect what he did for the business. But sometimes I notice like when people say, I can't stand this person, sometimes it's like... It's just a matter of you can't stand how famous they became.
Ooh.
I can tell you this.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
He is the most popular person or the most hated person or got billions and billions of dollars or broke. It doesn't matter. As a person, as the character, I did not like it. And I can tell you where it started. Because for me being in Tennessee, you know, I'm an NWA guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I believe we treat wrestling as real. You can't tell us that's not real. And Hogan was in the WWF, and the only thing he do, brother, is do this and do a leg drop, and that's it. Come on. When you got Ric Flair wrestling 60-minute, 90-minute matches.
Yeah.
Flair did everything. Hogan did 7 moves.
Mm. Well, what do you think about that, Cole?
You know what?
Change on Hulk Hogan? Because I think that's the only wrestler you know.
I can't complain. I can't complain about his reasoning. I mean, that's some very logical reasoning to really dislike someone in an industry right there. But then again, I mean, I could literally say the same thing about Miley Cyrus for all I care.
I never liked Hulk Hogan either because I'm an ultimate Warrior fan. So I ain't never liked Hulk Hogan either, you know. So
what's going on with Miley Cyrus?
Now that we're talking about wrestling, I'm just really thinking about how badly I want to beat her up.
Okay, that's just 2 times. So I mean, we haven't really talked about her much in the podcast.
Okay,
before.
How about Justin Bieber? Let's bring him up.
Wait, he's not a wrestler.
He's not a wrestler. Hannah Montana kind of is.
Can we put him in the wrestling ring with Hulk Hogan?
I was about to say, Bieber just as good as
Hannah Montana.
You can keep going if you like.
Wow. It sounds like, Cole, you got a lot of anger in you right now. You want to beat a couple people up. I know that you picked tiny little singers, though. Is there anyone that maybe stands a chance?
It's celibate males for singers, Justin Bieber.
He's married to Hailey Baldwin.
That doesn't mean he's not an incel.
What's an incel?
We've been celibate males, you
far
know.
Far too many times on this show what an incel is. I don't know why.
Kind of like me, you know?
Yeah?
I'm definitely an incel.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is a perfect time to transition to the next segment because Cole really wants to beat people up. And so we have a little segment on the show we like to call Birthday Beat 'em Up. We go through celebrities' birthdays that are happening this week. And on a scale of 1 to 10, we talk about how bad we want to beat them up. Are you in?
Yeah, man.
All right. Let's do it. All right.
Well, I was going to say that before we start. It's probably not going to be fair because you got to realize I'm 6'4", 300 pounds.
And so you're basically the Michael Jordan of our podcast.
What's not fair about that? You're bigger than them, you win. That's fair. But I'm cool with that.
No, we just went over the bigger you are, the harder they fall.
That's true.
The easier they fall. Hey, we just went over that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not saying I can't fall, but...
Country boy.
All right. Let's see who Professor Bear wants to take down this week. I love it. Let's do it, team. You don't know this, but music is going on.
Yeah, that's why he's stimming out right now.
What? I mean, he does this without music, too, so don't worry about that. You might see her at...
I was just prepping ahead of time.
Okay, Cole. Cole, do you want to pick the first one? May 5th, Cole.
Okay, let's see. Who do I know here? May 5th, you said?
Correct.
Huh. You know, there's a woman on here. We got Adele. How about that?
Adele?
Cole's picking the ladies every time.
Oh. Sexy ladies.
That's an easy one for me.
Oh, okay. Easy one?
Professor Bear, kick us off, brother. 1 to 10.
She is 0.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
No way I would do anything to her. She seems like a sweetheart. She can sing very well.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Sets Fire to the Rain.
Yeah. I want to be with somebody.
I love
somebody.
That song. I do like that song.
I love
that
song.
Is that one of her songs? I want to dance with somebody.
I want to feel the heat with somebody.
Man, that's like way off of that one.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not cultured enough to know the music of Adele.
Why'd you pick her? Do you know anything about her?
No, I just picked her because she's a woman.
And, okay, what's your score then, tough guy?
I'm gonna say 1 out of 10 because I think she's exceptionally attractive.
Yeah, 1.
And I would hate to mess that up somehow.
Do you know what she looks like?
I know she is very, very black. Isn't that the
no!
case?
No!
Okay.
You opened up a whole can of worms a question on that one, Cole.
She is very, very attractive regardless of her color.
I'm pulling her up. I don't...
Okay. Now, listen to her. She said she's very, very attractive. Not because of what? Not because of her color?
No, I said... I said attractiveness has no color.
God
damn, that is attractive. I'm giving that a 1 out of 10.
But not at all who you were thinking of.
Even though she's white?
It doesn't matter her color. She's attractive no matter what.
That's what I like to hear, Cole.
I'm really sorry. You know what? For a second there, I thought that Adele was actually like someone who is not white, but she's attractive regardless. That just shows how little I know about what I'm talking about.
But you know what the thing is, Cole? That doesn't stop you from talking about it, and that's why I love you, buddy.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you know or not. You just dive headfirst into the pool every time.
She's an African-American.
Wait until we do intrusive thoughts with the guest.
She's African.
Okay? Yeah, fun. Miko, where you at with Adele?
Oh, zero.
Okay.
Loving Adele.
Okay. Emily, you want to chime in? What do you got?
She helped me through some hard times. I'm not even gonna lie, bro. Adele helped me through some hard times, man. Seriously.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna piggyback off that, but I'm gonna say a 9. She annoyed me.
Oh, wow.
I don't like her at all.
That's a woman thing. You know how women are. You know how women are towards women, other women.
That's what that is. There's a ton of women I like.
That's what that is.
I have to agree with. Now, when you dislike somebody, male or female, it just.
You don't like them, huh?
Yeah, I just don't like them. She annoys me. Every song is hyped, and it's like it's not great.
Wow, yeah.
It's not like
wow. And this is a Caucasian lady talking about another Caucasian.
Yeah, welcome to the coal mine.
Okay,
I'm probably gonna be low on this one too. I don't have much beef with her, and I do kind of like her music.
Yep.
I liked her James Bond song. What was it? Skyfall.
Yeah, that
Skyfall.
Was Skyfall. Okay, that was it. Yeah, and she's sexy too.
She's not getting up how she looks.
Yeah, Cole, you fall head over heels really quick. You just saw a picture of her
if
like
she could
30
act,
seconds.
If
ago.
She could actually
he
act
needs
in
some
a film, yeah. If she could actually act in a film, she could probably be one of the bitches of James Bond himself.
You think so? She's got that kind of.
Well,
Daniel
I think
Craig?
That's she's definitely got that kind of sex appeal.
My question is, which picture of Adele did you see? Oh,
he got the Grammys night. He got the Grammy night. Yeah.
He didn't see the big. Okay.
No, he got after Civilians.
This is an
early
Adele.
Yeah, he didn't get the man Adele. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Cole famously says more cushion for the pushing a lot more than any incel ever has.
You know what? This is the first time I agree with Cole. You know what I mean? I'm all about a BBW. You know what I mean?
The thicker the...
No, but hold on.
I'm all about a BBW.
The thicker the muffin, the better the puffin.
Yeah,
you know what
it?
I mean?
Hey, say
no,
it again.
But I'll say, Cole, I've lost like 25 pounds, and Cole tells me... You look big in that shirt. So no cushion for the cushion.
Hey, you know what? You know what?
You literally said to her, you look big in that shirt.
He told me
I'm used to seeing you wearing baggier clothing, so I assumed you were
because
thinner than
I was chunkier
were.
And I wasn't comfortable in my...
That's
now he's looking at my belly
now.
Right now. I'm not comfortable now. I've literally worn these pants and like a shirt similar to the one I was wearing that last time. Like constantly.
So just tell him when she looks good.
But then again, I wear shirts that are too big for me because I don't like this pot belly
and
sticking
God dang,
out.
You look good. Dude, you look good. See,
thank you.
And
I just don't
it,
like
now
this
give
pot
it back,
belly sticking out.
Give it back. Tell her she looks good as well.
Well, considering you're wearing a Fred Figglehorn shirt, I mean...
It is so hard.
That's something I would have worn if I was like 9 years old back in 2009.
If you thought you were going to get questions in this,
you
you're
look
not.
Good, Emily.
You just sit
you look
here
good.
And the chaos erupts and we try and reel them back. And that's my job. And here we are again, people.
Yeah.
Ready?
Boom. Back to
May
it.
May 6th.
He hit a reset button. Everybody's back to normal. Yeah.
I have a little button here that reels them back in. It's kind of like when you hit a thing and the dog comes running. That's what I have to do with them. All right, May 6th is George Clooney.
Ooh.
You know what?
You know what? Go ahead. Jinx.
I used to have I used to work with a computer guy who used to say George Clooney was sexy.
He
I
is.
Think everybody does.
I think I'm going to slap him because he is a handsome
guy.
He's a handsome guy, no wife, He's married. He's married now? He got children?
He's a bachelor.
Oh, no children yet? I'm going to slap him because he don't got children. That guy, a guy that good looking should have children.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. But that just make more good looking people for you to hate.
We love good looking people.
What?
I love good looking. Good looking people are here.
Pick a lane, brother.
Huh? Hey, we love good looking people. George Clooney is a good looking guy.
Okay. Speaking of good looking people, you know Miko, what are you giving him?
I'm gonna still slap his ass though, just for being that good looking. I'm gonna give him a 10.
A 10?
Yeah, you get the powerful 10 because he's that good looking.
Cole, you look like you want to chime in.
You know what? I don't have much beef with George Clooney personally.
Not even Batman and Robin beef?
Ooh. No, not really. I mean, I didn't actually watch that film in full.
Wow.
He was pretty good in The Descendants, though.
And that's the worst. Mm. That's the worst Batman and Robin. That's the worst Batman ever made.
And you know what? I've heard people say that Batman and Robin is like one of those so bad it's good kind of movies.
Kind of. It actually is. If you take it for a kitschy comic book movie, it's actually really good.
Professor Bell.
I can respect that.
Professor Bell, how you feel about that?
So, that's not the worst Batman and Robin.
What?
The worst one is with
Jim Carrey.
Val.
No.
With a Val.
Batman
Forever?
With Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, Arnold Schwarzenegger's Batman. Batman Forever's with Kilmer. He is a bad Batman. I agree.
Val Kilmer?
That's the worst.
Yeah.
That's the worst. But.
That's the one with the frozen. With the
No, that's Batman and Robin.
No, okay. That's Batman and Robin.
Now, as far as Clooney, my dog, I probably go as high as a 3 on him. That's about it.
You still want to slap him, though, huh?
Man, you might be out at the bar with your friend and he get out of line. You that's what Clooney is with me.
Pow! Yeah. You're not that beautiful. Pow! You're not that beautiful.
Get back.
All right, Emily?
I've got over it.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Because I got to go with 0. Okay. We can't.
You orgasm to Clooney.
No!
She loves him.
No.
Georgie. I think orgasm is going to be an off-limits word for Georgie. You on this podcast, Cole.
Okay.
Emily calls him Georgie.
All right.
Georgina.
Georgie. You know what?
Georgie, baby.
I'm gonna drop his number really low.
Yeah?
Because actually, I kind of fell in love with him during the Flash movie. Oh. Did anyone see that?
Flash?
Yeah.
That was the funniest part of them. That movie was terrible until Clooney walked out at the end and it was hilarious. Then I thought that was so good.
That movie and all the Oceans movie.
Yeah.
It's cool as hell in
those. I forgot Oceans. About Danny Ocean. Come on. You're slapping Danny Ocean.
I'm slapping him still. I'm still slapping him. He's really gorgeous in those movies. Super gorgeous in that movie.
Hell
the first one? The first one, he goes back and get his woman and steals the guy's money. You don't get no more gangster.
There's a whole cast of men in that movie that probably drive you nuts, huh?
I'm jealous of all them sexy mofos in that movie. Telling you, yeah? You're the only one, and you know what? Julia Roberts. I do not think she's attractive.
Me neither.
At all.
I do not
think Julia Roberts is attractive. Whore.
What if she gained? What if she gained 100 pounds?
If she did,
yeah,
I might poke it.
Better the muffin, the big, the fluffier the muffin, the better the puffin, as I always say. I like blueberry muffins. Oh. What do you think?
Hold on. I think we know where we're at. Reel it a bit.
Yeah.
All
right. Hey, question everyone.
Blue muffins don't even sound right
what
now.
Do you got, Cole?
What's everyone's favorite flavor of muffin?
Ooh, curveball.
I like cinnamon ones. What about you, guest, Professor Bear?
I'm a banana nut guy.
Ooh.
Ooh, you like big banana nuts. I see.
You guys picked two terrible muffins. Those are like my last choice. If those are the only things left, I'm having a bagel. This is terrible.
Blueberry bagel? Cinnamon bagel?
Hold on. We're getting out. Miko? If you say cinnamon or banana nut,
I'm gonna have a crap. What is that? A frappe?
What?
A crappe? Is it a crappe? The little.
It's pancake? A crepe.
Crepe.
We're so cultured at this show. Sorry.
You mean the only reason I know how to pronounce that word? That
huh? That's a super flat pancake.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
yeah.
It. You know what? I made pancakes the other day, right? You know, and everybody always wants a stack of pancakes.
Yeah.
You know, I just made one. I made like seven pancakes.
The largest.
Huge pancakes, bro. Fill up the whole skillet and just handed them out, bro. Yeah.
You know, I actually have a funny story to tell about yesterday when I was working overtime at my job. So sometimes when I do overtime, I order DoorDash because I'm just sitting there not actually doing anything. And I ended up accidentally paying $20 for a mocha frappe because not only did I tip my Dasher like $7, but I also thought I remembered to put my big breakfast on there with hotcakes.
This is why you don't have money ever.
And when my Dasher came, I was like, my frappe was in there, but I was like, where's my big breakfast? And I looked at my order and I'm like, oh, shit. I forgot to add the big breakfast.
Oh, no.
And so then that was an extra $12 I had to put in a second order for my big breakfast.
Was it worth it?
I mean, I'm not going to make that mistake again, that's for sure.
I'll put money, you will.
Boom. Back. Are we on lunch or dinner? No.
Yeah. Which one? I don't know. I think I got to get to the next birthday, right? Did we finish on Clooney?
Yep.
Okay. Who do we got next?
We finished on Clooney.
All right. Ready? Here we go. Reeling them in.
What?
Where are we on? May 7th. Ooh, there's not a lot of... May 7th. Jeez. People know who Brecken Meyer is?
No. Right? Smack him.
You know, there's nobody
actually,
on here.
Actually...
Smack him.
Hey, what? Brack?
What?
Brecken Meyer was actually the star of Road Trip with Tom Green.
I know. That's actually why I know who he is. All right, we're going to go Brecken Meyer because I know who he is. He's the Robot Chicken creator. He's a fan of that. He was in Road Trip.
He was a Robot Chicken creator?
Yeah, he created it with Seth Green.
Oh, I'm seeing it 1 out of 10 then. I loved Robot Chicken. That show was fucking hilarious.
Don't know it? Slapping him.
You're just like it slapping strangers, huh?
Robot Chicken. I've seen the little commercials, and you know I got teenage kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got kids, and I've watched them, and I'm like, go back to fucking Looney Tunes. Go back to running. Go back to fucking. Go back to running and hitting and shooting each other instead of this shit, because this is like Robot Chicken and fucking what is it?
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
That and fucking the Crepes. Other two, Rob and Morte.
Rick and Morte.
Rob and Morte. Rick and Morte.
I have never seen a single episode of the show, and I still know how to pronounce it. Well, like you.
I really think you'd love it. You should probably watch it.
Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
All right, you got anything for Breck and Meyer over there, Professor Bear?
I'll give it 5 just because I don't know him that well. And better to be safe than sorry.
I'm kind of scared. No, I'm kind of scared to be a stranger around you and Miko. I feel like I walk into a room, you say, I don't know who you are.
Look,
I'm getting slapped.
Professor Bear, your name is awesome. I wouldn't love to get slapped by a name, Professor Bear, but I love your name.
You know what? Where'd you get that nickname? I shouldn't assume. That could be on your birth certificate. Your parents could be the coolest people ever.
It is very simple. My daughter calls me Bear because I look like a... If you see the picture behind me...
Yeah, I see that. I thought it was a pit bull.
That's a bear, and that's my other company logo.
Cool.
Nice.
Cool.
So
cool beans.
She calls me Bear, and my partner, Brady, when we started, he heard my daughter call me that. And he said, hey, you mind just call you Bear? I'm like, no, that's cool. I said, then I thought, wait a minute, let me ask my daughter if it's okay. Then I said, yeah, that's cool. He said, no, you professor. You've been at this a lot longer than we have, and you know so much about wrestling. Professor Bear. I said, well, let's do it.
That's fair.
That's what's up, Professor Bell.
Cool beans.
All right, there we go. That kind of got us out of Brecken Meyer, because that was a terrible person to have on Beat 'Em Up.
Yeah, I agree.
Appreciate that. We're going to move on. Why couldn't you have asked your stupid muffin question then?
I got a better idea. What's everyone's favorite flavor of pancakes?
Hold on. Let's see if there's anyone good out here. No, we got good people out here.
Okay.
Jeez, Emily, you want to pick?
Which day?
We're on May 8th.
Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, here we go. Enrique Iglesias.
The fuck is that?
That's the dude that says, inside, outside, out. Living the Viva Loca.
Close. That's Ricky.
But oh.
I will warn you, though, and he's pretty good looking.
He's a good looking guy. Slapping him.
He's got the mole.
God damn.
He's the one with the mole.
I think Emily, you want to weigh in on Enrique.
He's a singer?
He's a singer. He was around the time of Ricky Martin.
Mm. Right. He doesn't have a, really, really pretty boy.
Yes.
Really pretty boy. Yes. I see him, yeah. And I see him and it's just like glossy. It's like I visit him and it's just like the wind blowing and just gloss. Silk shirt.
I'm looking, okay, so I'm going to split this up like I often do. I'm going to go like early 2000s Enrique. I'm going to give like a 2 just because he's not, he doesn't deserve to not be slapped a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at pictures today and I'm going up to 8.
Damn.
That ain't even the same
he
guy.
He fell off. You know.
God damn.
He looks like he fixes computers now.
Or cleans bathrooms.
Yeah.
He has a real shady shade of hair on his face.
He looks like he's Cole's coworker.
Yeah. You know,
he looks like he cleans bathrooms.
You know those
by
people,
choice.
The people that can't grow a full beard, you know what I mean? You know, like, and it just patches everything. Like,
I know, you're sitting next to him, brother.
It's okay. Shit. No, it's all
right. He looks like he cleans little kids' bathrooms.
Oh, no.
Miko.
Oh, no. Yeah, hurry up. Save us, professor.
Hey, you know what?
Save us, professor.
Hey, I was too, also, for when he was younger, he could pull a woman. I can see my, as a matter of fact, my ex-wife, she used to love his stuff, so I'm giving her a 2 because I would slap him. But his music is okay, and he can pull a girl.
And then,
now he's just old, so yeah, I just give him 2.
You give him 2.
That's incredibly noble of you.
Still a slap. A slap is a slap.
2 still a slap?
A slap is a slap.
Oh, I thought a 2 was like a mean look. Nah. Like, hey, I'm coming at you, maybe.
Bow. Open hand towards the face.
No. Hey, he could get by. He could get by if he didn't start singing. He starts singing, then I'm like,
hey. Okay, that's respect.
Pow.
Cole, where are you at with Enrique?
Well, first off, I want to say that the way Miko's talking right now, it seems like everyone's the Queen of England to him.
I'm slapping everybody.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with this. Yeah. Do you know Miko's number one enemy in the entire world is the Queen of England? He's got more beef with her than any person in all of history.
We talked with a British person.
How do you feel? Podcast. How do you feel about that, Professor Bear? You want to slap her?
I honestly, I guess I have to do it like this because I think, man, that could be my grandma. And somebody put their hands on my grandma, I might have stoned hell out.
But if your grandmama's, if you got the meanest grandmother on the block, right? The meanest grandmother on the block. And one day somebody did slap her. Now you know your grandmother is the meanest lady on the block.
Let me tell you this. I got one of the sweetest, meanest mamas on earth.
Yeah, I get it.
She won't.
I get it.
My mama say something.
I get
you
it.
You don't like it.
I get
slap
it.
My mama.
I get it.
Guess what's going to happen?
I get it.
Yeah. You ain't gonna remember what happened.
My mama the same way. Her mama the same way, and her mother the same way.
Well, little Louie's on his way to stick his size 5 up your ass.
It goes like this: you don't touch my mama.
Yeah.
You don't touch grandmama. I don't care if they shoot you and you touch you. I'm going to slap you.
Okay. The Queen, I just took a notch down from the Queen of England.
Whoa. Professor Bear, you don't realize what you just did.
She still gets a 9. He took you back. He made me realize that I also have a mother and a grandmother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nice. And somebody slapped him.
Now, if worse came to worse.
I don't know.
If worse came to worse and she needed to get slapped, I get my mama, get my wife, my sister, let them slap her.
Okay.
I think we need to start calling you
Lord forbid a man put their hands on my mama. It'd be over.
But I think we got to start calling you family therapist, Bear, man. Even if she walked up, what you did.
She just walked up and out of nowhere, just a strange man. She just walked up and just slapped him. Bah! Right?
You better slap your wife.
Don't. Oh, shit.
Who are you even at?
You better hit somebody else first before you hit mine, huh?
Now, could you imagine if you smacked your mama if she said no to McDonald's?
Huh.
She'd be like, for the record, you'd be like, can we get some McDonald's? And she'd be like, you got McDonald's money, boy. Kind of like they did in Everybody Hates Chris.
I'm used to that.
My mama used to go look at it and say bye. Say bye, McDonald's. She used to go by and say bye.
Say bye, McDonald's.
It was different when I was growing up because you dare not talk back to mama because dad would put his foot in your foot.
See that? So, yep.
You know.
See?
No.
See, yeah.
Cole, that's I bet your mom always caved for McDonald's with you. You're probably so whiny.
No.
Yeah, you threw little tantrums in the back of that minivan, didn't you?
No. See how quick he answered that?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, guess
he only asked him one time, and he said, no.
Yeah, but he kept talking, so I kept having to say no.
Explain. Did she say no to you sometimes on
McDonald's? Yes, a lot of times, actually. But you know what? I recently got a Ronald McDonald Funko Pop, the birthday one, and it actually reminded me of all the postcards I would get from McDonald's on my birthday that had, like, coupons for free Happy Meals on them.
Those existed?
When I was a kid, yeah. I don't think they do that shit
anymore. I
think
he was the only kid on the face of the planet who had that. Did your mom make them?
No.
Make-A-Wish?
Professor Bell.
I think so.
I'm somewhat of a wrestler fan as a child, right?
Hell yeah.
As a child, I grew up, you know what I mean? I grew up in Memphis, so Jerry the King Lawler and you know, Dusty Rowe and et cetera, you know, Junkyard Dog, well, those guys, right?
Right.
And then, okay. Then I, okay, don't get pissed off at me, okay? I grew up, and then I saw something. Maybe I saw ketchup package or somehow, some way it looked fake, okay?
Right.
And I stopped watching it, okay? Boom. Now, as you have children, you grow up, so my child followed the same footsteps, right? So he got into wrestling as well, you know? You can't tell Major it's fake. It's real to him, hands down, okay? Okay, so growing up. So then I got back into it with The Rock, you know what I mean? So when the entertainment part and the talking and the bullshitting with the crowd, you know what I mean? The enemies and having enemies and to see The Rock turnaround from, because they hated him. Like, seriously hated The Rock. Okay, and to see him turn them fans around, bro, was amazing, bro. Now, how do you get to that point, like, to change them, like, to change the crowd, to change your hated fans into your most lovable fans? Like, that's hard.
Yeah, and that's one of the skills that not all wrestlers have. Mm-hmm. They got to embrace. You got to be able to embrace your crowd, know what they like, dislike, and do things that maybe get them to love you. Like Triple H is one guy. Mm-hmm. He can manipulate the crowd the way he wants. Mm-hmm. With certain phrases. If he says it a certain way, they're mm-hmm. gonna cheer. If he says something a different way, they're going to boo. It's just knowing your audience and knowing how to manipulate them, basically.
That kind of reminds me of what, like, how our podcast here turned around once one of our guys quit.
Yeah.
We're not going to name drop or anything.
No,
but,
we're not.
Know.
But
oh, because it's so ambiguous. Who could that be?
Yeah.
The guy who started the podcast with us and isn't here now.
So
who could that be?
And what happened? And then what happened after you dropped that guy?
Well, first off, I told him that he got kind of a temper with us.
Uh-huh.
And I told him off about it.
Okay.
And then I told him how to spell the word John by pointing to my Robin Hood Funko Pop collection. And then that's when you came along.
Boom. So how's it been since I've been
here? You know what? Our viewership has skyrocketed simply because of you, my guy.
Yeah, from 6 to 8. We're huge.
Hey, we're not comparing cock sizes here.
Colton Lewis.
Colton Lewis Wigglecock.
Wigglecock. Wiggle 6-incher. Cock.
Woo! Well, yeah. Now you got the whole history of coal mine. You are filled in, right?
Yeah.
You know, everything.
I think kind of it. We'll see you next Sunday.
I got one for you. You brought up the junkyard dog. Let me tell you a story about the junkyard dog. And what I'm telling you is, God knows this is the truth. At the time, my brother and sister were living in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
And my brother, he was working at a car rental place. So he actually got to meet a lot of wrestlers, mm-hmm. and he hung out with them. So my nephew was born, and me and my cousin came down to hang out with my sister and hang out with my nephew and her cousin. Okay. So there was a knock on the door. I'm 15 at the time. My cousin, she's 14. Knock on the door. I go open the door. And the junkyard dog is standing outside.
Cool shit.
No lie. And I'm just standing there. And he asked if my brother was there. I was like, yeah, hold on a second. I hollered to my brother, hey, the junkyard dog's here. he sent him upstairs. It was like, I'm
just like that,
a
huh?
superstar.
Right.
And him like, man. But the funniest thing, I've never, to this day, ever seen this happen again. I've never seen anybody fall up the steps. The junkyard dog fell up the steps.
Kind of reminds...
I'm sitting there just like...
Oh, my God.
Did I just see that? How do you skip stairs going up?
Kind of like Joe Biden, huh?
I don't know what, but man,
that's cool.
Later on, my brother told me that he almost had to shoot him.
This story took a turn. Yeah. Go on.
I was going to ask you what your brother into. Now I want to know what your brother was into.
Well, my brother is like me. You're not going to mess with our family.
Uh-huh.
And he had an inappropriate comment about my cousin.
Oh, a woman.
And my brother just had to remind him that she was a minor.
Yeah. So y'all all big, huh? Y'all all tall. That's what I mean.
No, my big, the oldest one, he's 5'10".
Oh, okay. You say you 6'4"?
Yeah.
Damn. Did you play ball? Any ball?
No. I actually did not. I had hip surgery when I was 13.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say, did you ever wrestle? Obviously not.
So you was a boy, though.
You would think I did with all the surgeries I've had.
Sure.
I've had 4 hip surgeries, 2 backs, a knee. So.
And no wrestling at all?
No,
just talking shit, huh? Just talking shit.
You're part of the show, you crowd.
Hey, I tell you this. I've never been knocked down.
Attaboy.
There you go.
I'm not sitting here saying I'm the baddest or anything like that.
I don't know now.
I've gotten whipped before, but nobody's knocked me
down. Yeah. Cole, you're about 6'4", aren't you? He's a tall guy over here. You might not know this the way he's slouching.
And speaking of that, and now it's time for this... everyone's favorite part of the show, where Cole goes to the bathroom, walks really slow, and allows the guests to talk shit about him.
Best Professor Bennett's talk shit about Cole.
This is definitely my favorite part of the podcast. Scurry along now.
You say you're going to wait till you get back, huh?
Yeah. No, he did. This is Cole's favorite part of the show, actually. A lot of times we use this to talk about any serious stuff if we need to, like if you're promoting like any sort of charity,
yes.
anything you want to get out there, anything like that, go ahead.
Well, we have a wrestling app that is out now.
Ooh.
And we have other content creators on it, their stuff. We have a couple of different independent wrestling organizations on it. We have documentaries. We have bios. We have a 2K promotion. We have a action figure promotion. We have a lot of stuff on there. And for us, it's to have a spot where wrestling fans can go and enjoy wrestling.
I love it. So what I'm hearing is you need a comedy podcast to come on your network as well, right? Completely random and nuts?
We can talk. We actually got comedy wrestling on there.
All right, let's talk more. I love the WSN stuff. I love all of you guys. I do. You guys got a lot of cool stuff. This is embarrassing. This week, since you were coming out, I finally got on to all your YouTube stuff. I didn't realize how much crap you had out there. I don't mean crap. How much stuff you had out there.
Well, here's the thing. We hadn't even gotten maybe 30% low stuff. We got some more stuff coming.
No kidding. No. I mean, and again, to all the viewers at home, I'm dead serious. Check it out. We're going to be promoting it on our Facebook and everything.
Absolutely.
If you like anything wrestling, he's not kidding. This is like a one-stop shop for a lot of cool stuff.
And you know what the best part is about it? The best part is free.
Exactly. Mm. That is. No. Thank you for that.
It's free. We're on Amazon.
Yeah.
We're on
Roku, right? Yeah.
Yep. We're on Roku. We're on Apple TV.
Nice.
Fire Stick. And we're working on trying to get a couple more.
No, and that's, again, how you know it's for the fans, right? And for people who love wrestling, it's just about that. And that's what I love about it. So kudos to you for starting that, man.
Well, again, I can't take credit myself. It's definitely the owner, Brady Owens. It's his vision. And all of us, it's like four or five guys that just collaborates. And it, we're one big team. We feel like a family.
No, that'd be cool. And again,
if it sounds like Coma.
I was going to say, I'd love to, if the future, if you want to get on this, we're not done yet, but I'd love to get more of those guys on here to promote it too and get to know us too. Definitely. That'd be cool to get them on. Get you guys out there. I promise we have more than eight fans, I swear.
and honestly, the only reason why I did that I was picked to do the tour is just because I've talked to so many people and I'm the one that look for promotions. So it was like, go. You know him, go. See what we can get. And I'm like, no problem.
You got the personality too, Professor Bear. Yes, you're a fun guest, man.
You're a very suave person.
I definitely try.
And Cole thinks you're pretty suave. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah.
So. Well done.
Hey, he likes the pepper. He likes the salt and pepper. The salt and pepper bit.
I like the token guys.
Hey,
like that character from South Park.
I'm not surprised.
Speaking of
which, every episode there's always one that we have to cringe at, so I apologize for that. But we'll keep moving on. Should we?
You know what? I have an idea.
Hold on.
Let's ask everyone what their favorite parody from South Park is. Mine is Rob Schneider.
That question was so directed, just so you could say that. Do you know how hard it is for everyone else to answer?
I don't even watch South Park.
That's what I was going to say, too. I don't watch
it. I don't want to watch South Park.
Oh, my goodness. Cole, do you know we're going to go see Rob Schneider on May 17th?
You told me that a number of times already.
You sound pretty...
Okay, I've heard you say that impression many times.
You sound pissed off about it.
You know what?
Sorry I had to witness that.
Thank you for calling me out on that. I am a hypocrite.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you.
And now, it's the part of the podcast that is everyone's most favorite part of the podcast. Where Emily goes at a normal speed to go to the bathroom, not super slow.
And now, well,
just
well,
a reminder, she's still bathroom. Here. You can't see her on screen, but she is.
And now it's time for Intrusive Thoughts with the Guest.
Intrusive
the part of the show where the guest comes out and says an intrusive thought. So without further ado, this is what Professor Bear has to say. Just say anything random that comes
to
What?
I'm tired.
Just show it. Do that.
Should have slept 8 hours like I did.
No, it's just I've had a long weekend between watching the pay per view, getting new furniture, running around, trying to be a loving husband. Man, I'm just worn out.
God damn, you a baller.
And I forgot the last part, which I should get slapped for being a loving son.
I gotta say, man, you must have a lot of money if you can afford a wife and furniture.
Yeah. Cole doesn't know how marriage works. He's learning.
I bet say, well, he's on the right path.
This has been Intrusive Thoughts with the Guest. Tune in next time to hear the guest say.
Shut the fuck up, Cole.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You did better than most guests. Most guests just freeze.
Yeah.
We don't know where this came from. Cole just started doing it.
You actually completed the whole thing.
Yeah, you did good.
Yeah.
Well, I think we just need to start explaining to the guests beforehand.
You got one? Hold on, Cole. Hold on.
Got though. Now, on to my this side of me, you can see all these games, right?
Yeah.
Right.
All the games, all the systems and stuff.
Right.
I'm a big wrestling junkie. So I collect wrestling games, and I've been trying for the last 2 years to get every wrestling game that has been made for all the systems I have.
Okay.
And when I tell you it's time consuming and costs money, but I have fun.
So let me ask you, what's your favorite wrestling game on what system?
Whew. I guess my favorite game on Nintendo 64 is No Mercy.
Oh yeah, those 64 ones were great.
Yep,
they really were.
Yep,
and I'm a huge 64 fan. I know I've talked about this on the show. Yep. That's my favorite system of all time. But the wrestling games were legit.
Mm-hmm.
Is No Mercy, is that a wrestling game?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was all the Attitude Era stuff, right?
Oh, but Sting, NWO.
That, that was like the era I peaked with wrestling before I got out of it. So it's all my faves.
Okay.
Yeah, I tried to play a new one. The only person I knew on it was Sting. It was bad. That's how far out of the game
I was.
Favorites.
I see on Xbox at Walmart, I see the new WWE game. Is that any good?
Professor Bear?
It's actually pretty... It's a sad indictment that I can tell you I have the game, but I've only played it once because I've been so busy with the network and some other surprises that we're working on. But it is a tremendous game.
Okay.
Cool. Wow, I mean, Cole, did you hear that?
If I can get into the wrestling culture after a few shows, I might buy it. I don't know.
Yeah, Cole still has not been to a live wrestling show. You know that?
Oh, man.
Oh, yes, I have. A boxing match. I told you about this a number of times.
A little different, but you're right. You're right. You're circling around. You're good.
In Thailand.
Yeah, you should go. You will have a ball. Especially, and depending on what type of independent show you're going to, because some of them just cut loose. Oh, yeah. And just like super interactive with the fans.
Oh, a lot of the ones we do, it's MAW up here. PPW is another one. Ironheart. A lot of the ones up here, but they are. I mean, they're so interesting. That's why my kid loves going. We're in the front row every time, and they're just screaming at him, and they're screaming right back. And my kid's just—he almost got spit on one time. It was the greatest moment of his life. Like this chick turned and went, "Tuh!" and he's the biggest bully out there. But it's funny. They just love it, and they're so. And the best again. I love when they're just walking around, and then you get to go talk, and it's like, oh my gosh, they're the nicest people in the world. I love these guys.
Yeah. I can take anything. I'm really just a real low-key guy. The one thing I would not tolerate is spitting. Spit on me.
Ha! Or slap his mama. Yo, ass, that's...
I don't care if you're on the...
That is the ultimate disrespect.
Oh, yeah.
That's the ultimate disrespect.
I'm saying, they don't hold back. They let loose.
Yeah.
That's how we deal with things around here.
Now this shit really is real.
Well, the problem was... I was going to say, it was a girl who did it, though, so that's probably why she got away with it, because some guys might be into
spit,
it.
Just like shit is shit, spit is spit as well. So therefore...
Nice. Right.
Now we know your limit. Good. Hey, that's great.
Yep. And you know what? I'm a thumbs up on that one. I'm going to agree with him. Yep. It comes to the limit.
Nice.
We've been trying to get a phrase for the shirt we're making for you. Kind of like shit is shit, shit, and shit, spit
shit
is spit.
Yeah, shit. I like shit shit. Shit shit.
Shit spit.
Shit shit.
Beautiful.
Shit yeah.
I think we're done with birthday beat 'em up. Yeah. You got so far off it.
Yeah.
But we got one more segment if you still have time. It's called... all right, cool, man. We're having fun with you. I love it. It's called Icebreaker Deeper Deeper. We have this collection of cards that Emily got me for my birthday. It's this getting to know you game, and we just go through and we go, and they're just completely random. We don't know what we're getting each time, so we'll let you pick the first one. I'm gonna hit the button quick. You'll see Cole dance.
Stimming. What?
Hey, Cole, man, I got to hook up with you. You got to teach me those fire dance moves.
It's just a matter of doing this.
Yeah, I think a movement in the 1940s perfected that one too. What is that?
I think that
you
is,
could.
That
you
is,
know what?
That's a Hitler. That's a Hitler mark.
That's right. You know what? If you played Just Dance, you would have figured that out by now.
Oh, actually, you know what, Cole? I swear to God, Cole is incredibly good at Just Dance.
Yeah,
I've never seen anyone as good as him.
I haven't played it in a year.
You got to see it. It's unbelievable. Yeah. He brought it over to our house and made us play it. He crushes. You cannot even compete with Cole in that game. It's unbelievable.
The boy has rhythm. The boy has rhythm.
As long as the screen tells him what to do.
Rock.
I haven't played
Just Dance in over a year now. Oh my God. You might have some competition with me because I'm very rusty.
All right. Well, until we get there. All right, Professor Bear, what do you want to start with? Icebreaker, deep, or deeper?
Icebreaker.
Deeper.
I love it. Our guests, I think it's by the time we get to this part of the show, the guests are just like, we've gone everywhere. I don't care. At this point, just hit me with whatever you can. Okay, here you go. Ready? Question number one. Do you think you've been more lucky or more unfortunate throughout your life?
Ooh.
Lucky.
Ooh.
What's up, Professor?
Lucky.
Nice.
Yeah, man. The stuff I've been through, the things I done seen in life. I told you I've been through four hip surgeries and back, and I was blessed to have my father for 45 years.
Wow, cool.
I still have my mother. I have tight brothers and sister. I got an amazing wife. Man. Great kids, I'm definitely.
Professor, put your hands up then. He said, put your hands up. put your hands up. I know that's
love
right.
It. Yes, and that's sir. Just, great way to look at life.
Hell yeah.
Well, that's done. A great attitude, actually.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good for you. Cole, you want to go, buddy?
Lucky or unlucky? Lucky.
Why?
You know what? I mean, for kind of the same reasons that Professor Bear did, although... My reasons are a tad different. I'm lucky that I have a really great family. I'm lucky that I got the level of help that I did when I needed it. Mm. I'm lucky that I have a really good job with really good benefits. Yeah. I'm lucky that I have good friends like you guys.
Okay, I was waiting to see if we made that cut. I didn't know if we were going to be a lucky or unlucky part of your life.
I'm lucky for Funko Pops and my huge collection.
Yeah.
And my disposable income.
I think it's just called an income, man. I don't think yours is as disposable as you think. You just spend erratically.
Yeah.
He got it made.
But think about this.
What's that?
When we get stuff rolling with this podcast, I'll be able to afford a number of Funkos.
Bro, you're going to be sponsored by Funko by the time we're done with this.
Oh, my God. Hey, Funko, can you make one of me and Miko being best buddies?
Boom.
That was making a two-pack or something, like SpongeBob and Patrick.
It's funny. I got some Pop-Tos. I got Ice Cube.
Nice.
Okay.
Tupac.
Yeah, I saw those ones. I'm jealous.
Run DMC.
Cool.
Nice.
TLC.
Cool. I got TLC as well, but I'm missing Chili. You got Chili? You got Chili?
Do you have cool. Whitney?
Oh, man, you are lucky. You're right.
Cool.
Do you have Whitney Houston? Because I was supposed to give that to Miko, but I ended up forgetting it, so I kept it for myself.
Wow. So I don't get it.
Yeah.
You get my hat.
He's never going to see you again, Miko. Sorry.
I don't get it.
That one time he forgot it, he said, never seen Miko. I love
me some Whitney Houston, too.
Yeah, that's too bad. Well, you're never going to get it.
It's close. She's sexy.
Is she?
She's sexy.
She sure is.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. And you know her music.
I want to dance with somebody.
Oh, shit. Love that song.
Miko, what do you think, buddy?
Man,
lucky or unlucky?
Lucky, bro. From where I've been into now,
yeah,
I am awesomely lucky.
I feel like you've had a sweet string of luck since January, right?
Man, hell yeah. Since January, man, bringing good people like you, bro, in my life, man, giving me a chance to do something that I ain't never done before that I always wanted to do.
Yeah. The funniest thing how Miko got on here is literally he just said like, oh man, it's my dream to be on a podcast sometime.
Boom.
And just I was like I got one. You know what I'm saying?
Because Professor Bear, I have no knowledge of wrestling really. Yeah. So I'm
not, well, we were the wrestling one at that point.
Yeah, but at the same time, to get invited to this podcast was like awesome.
And we brought Miko on just honestly as a guest because we were starting to bring guests on because we did lose our producer who was great. We love him. He was awesome, but it just wasn't working out. He wanted to go a different direction. So we brought Miko on, and it was by far, and it's actually still, I think it's our second highest downloaded episode after our first one is Miko's episode when he came on. So it was second. I mean, it shot to the top.
And
we just said, dude, you need to be part of Coal Mine. And he was the missing link. It's just been nothing but fun and chaos since Miko came on. So I want to get sentimental and say, we're the lucky ones, brother. The lucky ones on this
appreciate
show.
Appreciate you.
Hell yeah.
And it's a family now. So also, I'm lucky, Professor Bell. You know what I mean?
We're taking the Coal Mine family. You're getting a little insider info. We are getting involved more with wrestling and sponsoring more events. And you might see the Coal Mine family in the ring soon. One of us might step up to the plate and actually become a wrestler.
I'm talking shit. Yeah. That's all I want
to
do.
I got my managers and I got my whole family here to back me. We're going to see Coal Mine in the ring.
I got an idea. I got a number of things I want to say first.
Okay.
First off, to compliment your compliment to Miko. I was going to say he is to us what Steve Urkel was to Family Matters.
Boom. Boom.
He too was actually originally just supposed to be a one-timer on that show.
I got your reference immediately. I really did. Yeah. She talked about this.
Good one.
And he was just supposed to be at the beginning, but he was so good that they loved him and kept him.
And second off, I actually think if we ever enter the ring, we should all enter the ring together and just beat the crap out of each other.
Like the Three Stooges?
Yes.
I'm in. All right. The other guy, let's just do that. And the other guy standing there doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah,
he's like, what's this? They're fighting each other. And then when they just finally at the end, like they get so bored, they pass out. Yeah. Boom, pin.
Except for Miko.
I hope Emily kick y'all ass.
The only thing is, we
know who's in charge of this podcast. She's over here.
We just won't put Miko in the ring because I would feel really bad if I beat up a black guy.
Yeah, you should.
I would feel really bad.
At least you said bad. I don't know. At least you said you'd feel bad. I think we're safe. We're good. Okay. All right. Emily, how do you feel? How have you been? Lucky or unlucky?
Lucky. I mean, we talked about it not too long ago that we're very...
Look, Professor Bear, and she looked at him in his eyes like we talked about it. You know what I mean?
We are really unlucky people, but for being so unlucky, we're incredibly lucky on the back end.
Absolutely.
Yeah, coming out of it.
A little context on that. Our house burnt down like a year and a half ago.
Oh, man.
And we went through a crazy year. But honestly, this podcast was one of the things that kept us sane throughout it all, doing it every week and just having fun, taking 2 hours to just be nuts and have fun.
Yeah.
And again, we've got over the last few months, we've had so many I'm sure you've seen it in the same business. It's just crazy the breaks you get and the people you meet and all these things. It's nothing other than luck. It's just crazy luck that happens, right?
And the thing is, too, most podcasters and people, they're generally nice people.
Yeah.
And even though this is competition, really, everybody is friendly. And okay, if I can help you get some more fans or get you where you want to go, I don't mind helping. And that's
vice versa.
Yeah.
Well, that's just exactly it. I mean, I'll give a shout out to some of our friends we've made in the business already. That's awesome. And I know he's on WSN as well. Steve with I Still Call It a Lariat.
And Lindsay.
Those guys rule. I mean, they're so much fun. And it was a random thing where I just reached out to Steve. I was like, hey, I like your podcast. You want to come on? He came on. We vibed so well. He's one of our guest hosts. whenever we needed someone to jump in, Steve does it. It's a blast. And then we met this woman, Lindsay Jordan. I don't know if you've seen any of her stuff, but she's going to be on theirs. But check, she's in the UK, and so she's a big promoter doing a ton over there. We brought her on. It's the same thing. We just vibe so well. It's like, when are you coming back?
Who do we don't get along with?
That's true.
I can't wait to meet that person.
We should start.
Professor Bear could be walking away from this one going, nah, they're not coming on my network. No. We don't know yet.
It was nice to have got on the show one time.
I did my charity for the week. I'm done with these guys. What do you got, Cole? You have something.
We should still... Wait, I'm still trying to see if we could get Moist Critical on this show. Oh, he'd be fine.
Yeah. Who?
I don't know.
Some, Moist?
He's terrible.
His name is Moist?
No. What's his name? Penguin ZZ Top?
Oh.
His name is Charlie White.
He's some YouTuber who Cole loves. And you know, I'd love to have him. I'm down with anyone coming on. That's kind of the fun part of our show. That's the whole point. I like people. And we're like, hey, anyone come on. Let's talk. Let's get to know you. Let's have fun for 2 hours. Again, we're pretty chill and laid back, and we just like goofing around. And if you have that.
Yep.
And like Miko said, I don't really want to meet the person who doesn't like us, but it's good to
meet. Yeah, it's gonna be something.
Yeah.
I might end up liking them after that. You know,
I think that's just gonna be a challenge for us, won't it? It's gonna be, how do we win them?
No, the challenge is after he slaps him. That's the
challenge. I know. When we have the royal family knocking on our door saying, hey, we've been listening to Coal Mine. You said some things about
Come on back. Come on back and get a slap.
All right. Okay, who wants to pick next? Cole, you want to go next, buddy? We'll let you pick.
Deeper.
Ooh, what? We're going with the deeper.
We're going off the deep end, bitches.
Wow, this is getting... We're really getting into some good stuff.
Deeper.
Okay, Cole. How would you describe your childhood overall?
I already read it, and you know what? I already know the answer.
And
it was fantastic, but with occasional terror.
Yeah? Were you the terror?
No.
Was it the Mickey Mouse pictures in your wall that scared you?
I like how Brock's voice changes when he reads the card.
I always do. <Yeah. laughs>
Kind of sounds like Lindsay when she says deeper, right?
I don't know where is it going to go after, you know what I mean?
That's right. I'm getting deep.
And that fucking face from Nick Jr. that used to tell you. You could say it in the microphone.
No! Okay. Cole was really scared. Are you familiar with face from Nick Jr.?
I think the devil just entered that boy.
He's terrified.
Yeah, Cole had
a lot
of
an exorcism.
All right. Miko, your childhood.
Oh, my childhood?
Yeah.
What was the question?
How was your childhood overall? How'd you describe it?
Fuck, dude.
Is that the answer?
You know what? I'm going to say as a kid, I love being a kid.
You loved watching Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids?
Never watched the Fat Albert.
I feel like you should know by this point what you're doing.
Never watched Fat Albert. But as a kid, I had a good childhood. You know what I mean? So, somewhat, I guess. Yeah. It was horrible, bro. It was horrible. Let me stop. But as a, you know, you have fun as a kid. But then you do remember times where you didn't, you know?
Yeah.
So that sucks. So if I remember the bad times more than the good times, you know, there it is.
Yeah, the beauty, though, is it got you here, man.
That's here.
That's just it, right?
And you know what? It made you
everything you are.
Yeah, and I try to make fun every day for my children. And that's what I get.
I don't think you'd be as jolly as you are if you didn't go through shit growing up,
right? I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Yeah, I would. Because
you
be
see
fucking,
what life should be. It I'd should be fun and happy, and that's you, man.
Yeah, now you just won ghetto ass Santa Claus right now. Always jolly.
Well, wow.
I don't know. I don't know how to take that. I don't know if he's being racist or talking about my weight. I have no idea.
I said you're ghetto. That means you're cool.
I don't know. That is not what that means. I have no idea.
And I said he's Santa Claus too.
Not racist. Prejudice. I'm gonna say prejudice, not racist. Prejudice.
Emily, how was your childhood?
It was good. It was interesting.
Yeah. And the look on her face says it all. Her face says Disney. It just says Disney.
It was a little rough and tumble in Kensington, Minnesota. It was kind of
Kensington. I ain't never heard of Kensington.
It's a town of like 200, but like only 75.
Is that where
the
Little House on the Prairie?
No.
No?
It was the Kensington Runestone.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
Interesting because it would like disprove Christopher Columbus being here.
Oh.
But the town is literally all drunks.
Oh.
Like just, or, well, yeah. No, sorry, Kensington, God if damn. Anyone's listening. Yeah.
But 200
like,
drunks.
Not that's drunks, sorry. But like all you, sorry, all you have to do is to go to the bar.
Yeah.
And so like I grew up in a bar.
Everybody knows everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had like, couldn't and I away. Loved them all.
Couldn't
like,
get away with shit.
Yeah. But yeah. I left. And to come down here, and half of them don't talk to me anymore.
Yeah, or
they call me like.
Yeah, you're yeah. banned.
I'm banned. I'm yeah, not a part you're of the crew banned. Anymore.
Kicked out.
So yeah, no, it was interesting, but for moving Kensington,
moving to the suburbs.
Yep. That's yeah, because I didn't want it. Because one of the guy who I bartended with, who was also the mayor, had said like, "Oh, your sister's not a lifer, but you are." And I think I moved down here in like 3 months, and I was wow. like, "I am not gonna be a, like, I love it here, but wow. I'm not gonna be a lifer here."
Oh, yeah, so, if your fucking mayor is also was the bartender, yeah. Holy shit!
Shut, he's
yeah, oh, it's a he bunch was awesome, of cousins.
Though. I absolutely
sounds like a bunch of no. cousins are going on in there.
It was awesome, but it was an awesome place to grow up because everyone knew everyone. Yeah. And like you could just kind of like. Yeah. I love Kensington. Cool. So.
Shout out to Kensington.
Shout well, out to Kensington.
I got absolutely nothing to say. I had like the most cliche white picket fence. Yeah. Suburbia.
Yeah.
I had a great childhood. Yeah. A lot of friends. School yeah. was good. Great yeah. parents.
And he
brother
has,
and sister were
and
fantastic.
He does not have blue eyes.
No he's blue saying, eyes.
He has
no.
brown eyes. He's somehow, saying this.
Somehow I got through regardless. But again, now we haven't asked the guest yet. Professor Bear, your childhood, man.
My childhood was, it was good. It was, no, let me take that back. It was great. I got the lessons I needed to make me the man I am today.
Nice.
Always have, love was always in my house.
Hell yeah.
Even when my parents had their disagreements and divorced, I still knew I was loved.
Yeah.
Same.
My parents were from the country, so as a city boy, I got to visit the country a lot, and that helped shape me as a man. Mm-hmm. And
that's the best of both worlds.
I really can't complain. It was just a good experience, and like man, I said, it shaped me to the person
man,
I
am. Man, Professor Bear. Now, may I say, by your father, I just heard you say you had a great relationship with your father. So
yeah.
That right there, I'm pretty sure your mom could have did it, you know, by herself as well. But having that father figure in your life, you know, that stands up. That stands out well, a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it and
makes
one,
a world of difference.
Thing, my brothers and sister, when my parents were going through divorce, I'm the baby of the family. And each one of them made sure that I knew I was loved, that my parents loved me, and that they just couldn't get along. And they would do things like my middle brother, he got me into comic books. And I'm still in the comic books heavy to this day.
Good man.
Me and my big brother, like I said, we're wrestling, we're talking to this day. Me and my sister, she's my big sister, but I feel like I'm her big brother. Because how big I am, and nobody messes with her. So, you know, we just have a strong family bond that I'm very grateful for, because I know a lot of people don't. So I'm very grateful for that.
You're lucky to have siblings. Foundation. I was an only child growing up.
Yeah, and he turned into a spoiled little brat. Huh. So you dodged
like
that one.
Like Veruca Salt from Willy Wonka.
You are. That's a great reference.
Don't care how. I want it now.
I want it now.
But I want it now, Daddy.
You joke about this, but that's what I hear 24/7 with you all the time. What do we
have
to do?
I want my Funko Pops.
Where's the pizza?
You where's made me chicken.
Where's my $27 you owe me?
I want my chicken coated with barbecue sauce.
Y'all funny.
Okay. All right. Miko, you want to pick a category?
And last but not least.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
We already went.
Boom, we're all doing deeper.
Keep going deeper.
Stay okay. with the deeper.
This is an interesting
how much
one.
More can you take?
Do you oh, sorry, I gotta get no. the voice for you.
Do you initiate plans or wait for people to reach out to you? Why?
I initiate plans.
Yeah, you don't respond to our group texts.
Cause I'm really not a texter, bro. Yeah, I'm
I figured
not a
that out.
Texter,
I know
you're
bro. Not.
I'm not.
I figured
you know?
That out very quickly. You're a one word answer.
I am, and that's you know what I mean. And that's it. Let's get straight to the point.
Plus, when you do text, sometimes your typos are real confusing.
Yeah, see?
He must use voice to text, like how I once used it, and I spelled the word Mecco instead of Miko.
Yeah. Mecco. Yeah, and you say my name is Mecco.
Yeah.
Mecco.
Yeah.
Miko.
And it's actually Miko.
Mecco. Tomato, tomato.
No, it's no. No.
I'm trying to coin a new catchphrase here.
No coal.
Tomato, tomato.
That's good. That's deep, Cole. Where'd you come up with that one?
Lindsay.
Okay. Good.
Hey, Miko.
Cole, do you usually initiate plans?
I try to instigate plans.
Yeah.
You do. But, here's the thing. You try and initiate really bad plans.
That's true. I mean, that.
No, see,
when it comes
to plans, I'm more of a delegator. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, really?
Somebody comes up with the plan, I will put people in position to to get it done.
No, I believe that.
Yeah.
I love it.
You should be a manager then.
You know what? I'll put you on. You want to go on the back of Cub Foods? In the back. You want to go the back of KFC? I'll put you out there.
Huh? Okay. A special kind of manager.
Okay.
How about a Cabela's?
Cabela's?
You're
a fancy little witch.
My dad used to like to go to the Cabela's in Owatonna because that one was just better than the one that's in Woodbury right now.
The Woodbury one isn't very good. You're correct.
Yeah, I agree. No, the Cabela's, like, the one in Owatonna, like, that was an experience of a store. I wasn't even into hunting, but they had a lot of really good shit there. Like, they had cooking equipment, a miniature aquarium, all that good shit.
Oh, good shit.
And even a candy store where they sold various assortments of fudge.
Professor Bear.
Yeah, do you initiate plans?
Do you initiate plans?
I'm a type of person that I like sitting back and letting other people tell me what to do, and then if it goes wrong, I can just jump in. Okay, we need to do this. You need to do this. But it depends on the level of plans and what it's about.
Okay, what about this? Say if you had plans today instead of, you know, right? And you also had to do this podcast, okay? So you had plans today, right? You had to do the podcast today, right? This podcast. And somebody else came up with plans for you to do, right? And you got to start doing this podcast 5 minutes in, and you realize this is not the fucking podcast that I want to do. Okay? And fucking, will you be that person? Are you that person to be like, there's the red button. Beep. Just goodbye. Will you say goodbye? Will you plan to say goodbye? Or is it just like...
I'm the type of person that unless you be rude to me, I'm not going to be rude to you.
Wow. I can tell.
When's your
birthday, Professor Bell?
July.
July? Okay.
We're keeping my birthday beat him up. Is that what you asked?
I was going to say, if your birthday...
Because we're from some of the same similarities, you know? Yeah. So I'm a Sagittarius.
I'm going to ask, are you a Leo?
Say again?
What day is your birthday?
Oh, July 10th.
10th. So he would
be
not a Leo.
Not a Leo?
No.
No?
No, I'm a Cancer.
There's a Cancer.
Cancer. There you go.
Fucking problem, huh? No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking, Professor B. I'm just joking.
I was going to say.
I'm easy to go along with people. And like I said, I try to treat people like I want to be treated.
Absolutely.
And if I got to, when I have to turn up, I can turn up.
Hey!
I believe it.
If I got to be ghetto, I can be ghetto.
Hey! You know what?
Whatever, as I tell my wife all the time and my kids, know your environment.
Yeah.
So, you however can... your environment is, we can just flow into
it. I'm the same way, brother. I'm the same way, Professor.
And I would do this if... Just say I didn't like the show.
Yeah.
And I would be rude. I would be like, okay. I would try to throw a sign up and say, hey, I'm going to have to go. Then maybe talk to you later. Say, hey, no disrespect. The show is good. It's just not what I do or what I want.
I got to go help my wife cook real quick.
I got to go wash my hair.
I would be honest. I would try to
I got to go shave my beard.
But then if it came too long, well, we didn't like you. Okay, cool. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Then something else disrespectful. Yeah. Then I would get disrespectful.
So, man, you know what, Professor X? Fuck off, you know? You know what, call mine? You fuck off.
Yeah. You know what? I'm literally the same as you, Professor Bear. Only my excuse is
how?
Only my excuse is when I want to get the heck out of a situation, I just say, yeah, I got bitches to fuck and video games to play.
Hell, do you know what his excuse is? Let me tell you what his excuse is. Brock, I'm trying to budget money right now. My finances are a little low, so I can't make that free event we're going to.
Yeah.
And then about 2 hours later, we get a picture in the group text of the toys he bought that day. His Funko Pops and all of that. Right? And then later we go, Cole, you just didn't want to go.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
true.
That's how it goes down all the time.
True that, Brockers.
So basically,
true
we're
that.
Coal-mined without coal constantly, unless it's Sunday and we're feeding him food. If we are buying him stuff, he's there. He's if there. We're not, he's gone.
Coal-mined is the new church. Sunday church.
Oh, yeah. Lord. No, I don't think people are going to the right place. Oh, Lord.
Sunday. Coal-mined is Sunday worship now.
Strike him down now.
Praise the Lord.
Emily, you want to answer this question? Do you feel like you're an initiator or a...
I think plans just happen.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I feel like I always have to be the one to do it, but to the point where sometimes I get bossy and people hate me.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Emily?
Yeah.
Oh, kind of like that one time, Brad?
I haven't seen that yet.
In fact, multiple
times.
Thanks, Miko. You did it at the beginning of this podcast.
Yeah.
He's done it to me multiple times.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to touch it. Next. Here's the next question. Who has to pick?
I was
Emily,
just
you
want
to pick? Hey, this is so not bossy of me to say. Would you like to pick?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's go deeper.
Yeah.
Let's see what turmoil we can against.
Emily, say that.
Ready?
Say that a little slower and softer.
You are such an idiot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can I get to the question?
Thank you very much for that comment.
Here's a good one, Cole. Have you ever felt/been manipulated by anyone?
Oh.
I'm not going to say the name because we can't.
Hasn't everyone?
Yeah.
What?
Hasn't everyone? Everybody? Except for maybe Professor Bear, because he's got Professor, so I feel like people just aren't going to try.
You know. Professor.
No, I think I had like a...
I call bullshit.
I'm not going to say anyone on this, but I think like recently... So we all like fell into the Making a Murder documentary, right? We all watched it when it all came out, and it was huge, and we all believed like, yep, definitely set up, right?
Yeah.
And then other documentaries came up, and more came out after, and it was like, I don't know. It really did, but I feel like I've been pretty well manipulated a lot of times by docuseries on TV. Mm. All those documentaries, I feel like I constantly like watch when I'm like, yep, definitely. Oh my gosh, I know everything about this case.
Yeah.
And then like all of a sudden something else comes out like a month later. It's like, what? I'm an idiot. Like, how did I miss all of this stuff?
But, I know.
I mean, I think that's just the blurring of like so-called truth and entertainment. They usually don't go that well together.
So therefore, the mind loves being manipulated.
Totally. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I think I get manipulated all the time now. I'm like, if it's entertainment or truth or even a movie that's based on a true story, then you go back and you're like, gosh, that was nothing.
Yeah.
Those docuseries are usually more about like sensationalism and manipulation than they are about absolute facts of the case.
I think that's what Brock just got done explaining. Just
I know.
That out
I was just.
I think
I was just saying this.
You were
just
summing
for
it
the
up.
Simple minded.
Okay.
The simple minded people that watch my podcast, our podcast.
Oh,
it comes out.
Isn't that why John left?
Yeah.
Oh wait, hold on. He who shall not be named. I apologize.
Yeah, speaking of that, I got to answer the question by saying I can't name anyone, but she worked with us and everyone agreed she was a
B-word. Next, Miko, have you ever felt like you have been manipulated?
Yep. I have been on both sides of this question.
At least you're strong enough to admit
it. Yeah, you know what's even more crazier? I am so good at manipulating. I am, but you know, it's children, you know what I mean. Okay. So no, okay.
Sorry,
so,
major. Sorry, major.
Yeah. So I know how to manipulate the children from like very easy.
You're the Pied Piper,
man. You know, they walk up and be like, "Can I, Papa? My granddaddy, can I get a cookie, Papa?" You know, so I get her, pick up 20 things off the floor, to get that cookie, you know, real quick.
So yeah. Are we manipulators?
He goes, ha, psych, there's no cookie.
No cookie at all. No cookie at all.
I ate, no, you ate it.
I gotta make the cookie. Yeah, it ends up being a peanut butter jelly sandwich. Dipping in some milk.
Yeah. Good to go.
Oh, dear God. Dipping in some milk. Good to go.
That's gross.
Did you hear about you?
That's the best way to eat a peanut butter jelly.
There's a lot to that.
That's gross.
You don't like soggy? You don't like soggy bread?
No, I don't.
Let's not forget we have a guest out here. Professor Bear, how about you? Manipulation.
Both sides.
Yeah.
Were you manipulated by our charm?
Some of it is my fault because I try to be such a nice person that I just easily fall for things and don't want confrontation.
Nice guy syndrome.
So vice versa. I'm the same way.
And then certain times I do manipulate people because of what I want. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes you don't think it's bad, but You shouldn't have to manipulate someone to get what you want.
Okay, you say that, but and when you want your wife to cook that special dinner, you manipulate your way into getting that dinner.
Cleans his room.
You know, I'm blessed that my wife loves to cook for me.
Amen.
So
what's that like?
Hell yeah.
Does it, and a lot of times I feel bad because I don't do enough for her as far as like cooking. Uh-oh. If I don't do cooking that well, but I clean the house.
There you go.
To make up for there you not go. Cook.
There you go.
Help Emily,
with,
you
help her with the dishes. Good man. There you go.
I do spaghetti and a hot dish, and that's about it. Oh, some soup.
I do some soup.
Campbell's. But I do the bougie Campbell's.
The best meal I cook. The best meal I cook is takeout.
Yeah. Hey, that's some effort though. You got to make sure you got all the right stuff.
Yeah.
Best meal I cook is SpaghettiOs.
You know, she's lucky. She married a guy recipe. Who eats everything. Yeah. So I really don't complain that much. Yum, I just shovel it in. Yum, so yum, we're yum, good,
yum,
right?
Yum.
And I will say, like, the three meals she cooks are very, very good. Very and good. I do request them. Like, hey, make your taco soup. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Like taco soup,
huh?
Real good. She'll make it for you guys next week.
Okay.
Real good.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
I can eat tacos every day.
You'd like
it. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Every day.
All right. Well,
and I'm not Spanish.
Let's do one more, and we'll let Professor Bear get on with his day. I know he's had a long weekend. So we'll let you pick the last category.
What? Hey, question. How?
Let's do a question. Let's do the easiest one.
Icebreaker. Hold on. Cole has a question first. What is it, Cole?
Have we made your weekend harder or easier?
It's the end.
You made it funner.
You know, hell yeah. That is literally the best compliment you can give us. Is it for 2 hours you came on our show and you just had fun goofing around?
That's the goal.
That's all we want.
Hell yeah.
I'm about to say, there's no way I can see a person coming on your show and not have fun.
Yeah.
And that's what we want.
We should have never even had him on a guest.
No, we said we want to be the garbage disposal of all people on podcasts where you come to us when you're just ready to be done, where you don't know what you're going to get. We're just at the end of the line. And it's just a jumbled mess, but you laugh and you have fun for 2 hours and you walk away going, I don't know what that was. I kind of liked it and I kind of want to go back.
You hang up and you talk the best shit about it that you ever had. You're like,
Or
you just feel better about your life because you're not us. You walk away and you go like, I'm a good person.
We're the garbage pail kids of the podcast sphere.
Yes.
Oh, man.
You just come
when
you want to talk a lot of shit.
This is a good one, actually. I like this question. All right, are you ready for it?
Good one to end on.
This is a fun one to end on.
Fuck.
If you had... That wasn't the question. All right. If you had to do a special ops secret mission, who would you choose as your spy partner? And this goes, again, not just people you know. I want to open up to the entire world of who your spy partner is. Right. That's how this one's going to be fun.
Wow.
If anyone has one off the top of their head, hit it.
I got one.
Cole's got one.
It depends on who I can find in a Call of Duty server.
What? So, go on.
Like who I play with in a match of Call of Duty.
So you want someone who's really good at Call of Duty or just someone who plays Call of Duty?
They might be pretty good spy partners, you know? I mean,
why are you just going with might be? Pick someone who you think would be awesome.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus.
How about...
Hey, it's my son.
Your son?
Your son?
Me and him are too spooky. So, my son was about 1.5. And we were sitting there, had cartoons on. And the commercial came on, he started crying. And then he stopped. It's like, okay. So then it happened again, and me and my wife kept looking at each other like, what is setting them off? And we finally realized every time the cartoon went to commercial, he got upset.
I got a funny
story.
And
it's like, wow, okay.
That's awesome.
And me and my son do not have to look at each other. We don't even have to say anything to each other to know what we're thinking. We used to drive my ex-wife crazy because he would
do that's why she gone.
I would do a look. We wouldn't have to talk, say nothing. We just did it.
That's awesome, man.
That's cool.
That's how we deal with
things. How old's your son now?
He's 25.
Awesome.
And we still have it to this day.
Nice. Yeah, I love that, man.
Yesterday, we went to pick up a TV, and the guy who was ringing it up. He was a little jerk or whatever, and he knew I was mad. He knew I was kind of upset about it. And my son just gave me the look like, don't slap him. Let me slap him. Let me slap him.
I love it.
Look, he's like, look, you're a little old and your back hurting. Let me just get
Sounds like that's a good partner. Yeah. I like it. That's a good answer. Miko, is Major your partner?
You know what? He's telling.
He's telling.
You put a PlayStation 5 in front of him, he's going to tell everything. He's telling.
Nice.
I'm gonna go with the youngest of them all. I'm gonna go with my grandson, True.
Nice.
You know, everybody else that can talk,
they're gonna
sell their soul. They're giving it up. The baby can't talk, so it ain't too much that he wants. I can take him anywhere. And he ain't gonna tell a soul. I have a funny story though about what you were just saying. I hate when I get a brain fart.
It's all right. You got a funny story about your little nephew, or I mean your grandson who couldn't
talk? About what Professor Bear was just talking about.
Oh, his son being cool.
Watching TV.
Slapping people, selling them TVs. Come on, let's keep guessing. This is a fun charades game we're ending on.
All
right, if your story comes back. Yeah, Emily's got his. Emily, who would you pick?
I think I'm going to go with Steve Buscemi. Because...
Okay.
You guys keep saying it wrong.
What is it?
Buscemi.
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 Buscemi. Who is Steve Buscemi?
He's in all of Adam Sandler's movies. He's got the weirdo eyes.
Oh!
He's in Reservoir Dogs, too.
His buddy.
With the
cross eyes.
With the cross eyes.
Yeah, okay.
He's a really good guy in person, and you always kind of forget he exists.
Okay.
But I feel like if you're a spy and he catches you, he finishes the job, you're like, fuck, I knew you could do it.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't be surprised to see him there. You'd be like, oh, shit. Like, it's nice. Steve.
Oh, Brock, Cole, got a new one.
Okay, not just a random person in Call of Duty?
So if we were on a secret mission and I needed someone to, like, help me out here, I was originally going to say Miko, but then I figured he's too loud, so he might give up the mission away. But you know what? I got a better idea.
Who's that?
We could do Miley Cyrus.
Go on. Wow, this came full circle today. Go on.
Or Justin Bieber.
Go on, explain.
Because she would drive all the bad guys away with her unattractiveness and her bad singing. Ooh. I could just sneak right past them.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Boom, nice moving one. On.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, I got mine. I figured it out.
Oh.
Hugh Jackman. One.
Logan?
Yeah. Well, okay. He's everything. Okay?
Okay.
I can have him singing and dancing on the streets, distracting people that way. He's a man of everything.
Yeah.
He can do everything.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, we're in trouble. He can tear shit up.
Yeah.
Wolverine's coming out.
Yeah.
Okay, he's destroying them. We're good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Right? I think it was a good one, too. I think that's a good one to end on, guys. I think I won.
Yeah.
Well, all right, man. Professor Bear, this was so much fun.
You know what? Logan always falls. He always get in trouble by vagina. Vagina always ends up getting him in trouble.
It happened to Bond too. That's fine.
Okay, well, yeah. Hey. You know, all you got, yeah, you're right. It's
yeah. Every you're guy right. In you're all right. History.
I guess so. I
what
guess
are you
so.
Thinking of?
I come guess
on.
So.
Come on.
I guess so.
Well, yeah, Professor Bear, I love we have these guests come on. We never know what to expect, but I feel like by the end we just fall in love with them. You were so much fun to have on, man. I hope, again, if you're bored on a Sunday and ever want to come back, we'd love to have you back on and your whole crew.
Yep.
You know what?
I had a
people,
good
he nodded. He nodded. For those who can't hear it, I swear he nodded.
He did nod. Hey, Professor Bear, I actually have an idea. In the event that we ever do like a special episode where we have an amalgamation of all our favorite guests on the show from throughout the months, years, whatever, we would love to have you on it.
Oh, that would actually be really fun.
Hey, I would be down. I appreciate y'all. Y'all just been...
Be there
like
or be square.
So much fun.
Good.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
No, appreciate you man. Yeah. So we're going to do a little send-off. Cole's going to give us a little song to end it on. Then we're going to let you go, man. Get some rest. Sounds like you had a big weekend. Right. But again, yeah. We really appreciate your time. We hope to talk again soon.
We also yes, really sir, appreciate professor. All the kind words you've said about us. We really hope that we can have you back on the show eventually.
Does anyone else want to say it again? Or? Okay, we're good.
I just got to reiterate. Whoa, 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 whoa. So long. Oh, farewell. To you, my friend. Goodbye. For now. Until we meet again.
Uh-huh.
Hey, out of the box. Hey, hey, out of the box.
Let's go.
Mine.
Coal mine.
Coal mine.
Coal mine.
All right, Professor Bear. You have a good day, man. We'll talk soon.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, city, double up.
Fuck yeah.